I'd been gone for 3 weeks doing a consumer investigative report for a San Diego company concerned about a high-level executive whose background turned out to be something other than he'd represented. The work had taken me all over the state, and I had a check in my pocket for boku bucks by the time I wrapped up my inquiry on a Friday afternoon. I'd been given the option of remaining in San Diego that weekend at the company's expense, but I woke up inexplicably at 3 a.m. with a primal longing for home. By 3:35 a.m., I'd checked out, and 10 minutes later, I was on the 405 northbound heading for Santa Teresa in my new, used VW Bug, a 1974 sedan, pale blue, with only one wee small ding in the left rear fender. Classy stuff. At that hour, the Los Angeles freeway system is just beginning to hum. Traffic was light, but every on-ramp seemed to donate a vehicle or two, people pouring north to work. I always feel an affinity for others traveling at such an hour, as if we were all engaged in some form of clandestine activity. A glance in my rearview mirror showed a woman in the convertible behind me emoting with vigor, belting out a lip-sync solo as the wind whipped through her hair. I felt a jolt of pure joy. It was one of those occasions when I suddenly realized how happy I was. Life was good. I was female, single, with money in my pocket and enough gas to get home. I had nobody to answer to and no ties to speak of. I was healthy, physically fit, filled with energy. As usual, I'd forgotten how often surges of goodwill merely presage bad news. The usual 5-hour drive from San Diego was condensed to 4.5, which put me back in Santa Teresa at a little after 8. I was still feeling wired. I decided to hit the office first, dropping off my typewriter and the briefcase full of notes before I headed home. I expected the parking lot behind my office building to be deserted. It was Saturday morning, and the stores downtown wouldn't open until 10. It was puzzling, therefore, to realize that the area was swarming with people, some of whom were cops. My first thought was that maybe a movie was being shot, the area cordoned off so that the cameras could roll without interruption. Then I spotted the crime scene tape, and my senses went on red alert. Since the lot was inaccessible, I found a parking place out at the curb. I removed my handgun from my purse and tucked it into my briefcase in the back seat, locked the car doors, and moved toward the uniformed officer who was standing near the parking kiosk. He turned a speculative eye on me as I approached, trying to decide if I had any business at the scene.
"May I help you?"
I stared up at the 3-story stucco building, which was mostly retail shops on the ground floor of businesses above. "Hi, what's going on? I work in that building and I was hoping to get in." The hazel eyes did a full survey, and I could see the caution kick in.
"May I see some identification?"
"Sure." I handed him my billfold, flipped open to my California driver's license, with the photostat of my PI license visible in the slot below. "I've been out of town, and I wanted to drop off some stuff before I headed home." I'd been a cop myself once, but I still tend to volunteer tidbits that are none of their business. His scrutiny was brief.
"Well, I doubt they'll let you in, but you can always ask," he said, gesturing toward a plainclothes detective with a clipboard.
I still didn't have a clue what was going on, so I tried again. "Did someone break into the jewelry store?"
"Homicide."
"Really? Who's been assigned to the case? Lieutenant Dolan, by any chance?"
"That's right. You might try the mobile crime lab if you want to talk to him. I saw him heading that direction a few minutes ago."
"Thanks."